early voting has started in Kershaw County, and the big race this year is Julie Burns and Katie Gwynn. That's the female Jimmy Jones, for you guys that don't know. But, so who are these people? Well, it appears that Julie Burns has got a little elite following in Camden that want to rob everybody to build their little utopia. That's kind of how we got the Revolutionary War Park historic building and all. I think that was all $2.6 million. And I bet they don't have, on average, half a person every day. And they got two people down there working. It was supposed to draw in all this tourism and everything. Oh, we're going to be, it's going to bring in millions of dollars. People got to come and stay in this fancy hotels and all, and eat and drink, be merry, and go to the Revolutionary War Center, you don't, you know. This is the way government works. Build it and they will come. Oh, we're going to build a tourist thing. Part of the Vision 2030 thing are sporting complexes. And they got pie in the sky. And the way they got to pay for it is with robbing us. The swamp part's just a drop in the bucket. They got plans for the swamp part, boys and girls. Amphitheaters and all kinds of crazy stuff. Yep, who pays for that? Well, Julie Burns will pay his fair share. You know, what is a hamburger dinner? That's what he said. It's just a hamburger dinner. Each time they raise the taxes or fees or whatever kind of bullshit they want to come up with. But Vision 2030, this overall arching plan, was all concocted right before Julie Burns got in. Julie Burns got in, pushed it forward. Ben Connell was deep all in it. Sammy Tucker was deep all in it. All these people were these do-gooders. They don't mind robbing people. Just a little bit at a time. Well, guess what? Vision 2030 was supported unanimously by County Council. Jimmy Jones, the man of the people, supports Vision 2030. The overall agenda. Now, he didn't like the swamp part, but he sure liked West Walter Reed complex. He's got this thing in his head, the Little League World Series coming to Kershaw County. He's had that dream for decades. And he doesn't mind robbing you to get that. You know, it's kind of like the Carolina Cup. They get all kinds of tax breaks and incentives and all kinds of shit. And claim that, oh, it brings in millions and millions and millions of dollars. I don't see it. They got one damn race. A whole bunch of people come into town just for a little while. And whoop, they out. Now, yeah, there's a little bit of surge and all. But they ain't shit. A bunch of damn bullshit. It's crony capitalism. That's what it is. Favoritism and kind of like the Equine Center and all this kind of stuff. All these giveaways. Trying to make things better. Oh, we're going to have economic development by giving big corporations fee and loo. That's millions and millions of dollars that we have to make up that the company corporation doesn't have to pay because they're paying a fee on raw land. Everything they put in there is taxed. They don't get taxed nothing. This is the way government works. It's crony capitalism at its finest. Now, Agenda 2030. If Jimmy Jones supports Vision Kershaw 2030, what do you think Katie Gwynn supports? Vision 2030. See, it all comes down to a fundamental thing. Is it government's business at all to do any of this? To plan and zone everything, to build sewer departments. Look at electricity. Government monopoly is on electricity. It's so regulated and everything. The utility, that's why they call it a utility. That's why monopoly is a whole different thing. It's utilities. So the more they try to do, the more they screw up things. I have yet to find, been looking for decades, find one thing the government hadn't got its fingers into that hadn't screwed up. I can't find anything. I challenge anybody to find one. Unintended consequences. But Katie Gwynn, I asked her on her little Facebook campaign thing if she supported Vision 2030. I didn't check it this morning, but I suspect that she's not going to answer that one. Or if she does, it's going to be some kind of psychobabble. I've got a doublespeak. She's not a professional politician, but she's got a professional politician writing her bullshit. Jimmy Jones and Katie Gwynn are BFFs right now. Now, Jimmy Jones didn't have the balls. He could have run against Julian Burns whenever he wanted to. And he claims, you know, I'm the man of the people and I got all kinds of support and everything.
Bullshit detected. Take precautions.
But he didn't have the balls to run against Julie Burns. Why not? Why not? Had to go get a woman. He was looking all over the place trying to get somebody to run against Julie Burns. And he found one. And they played some dirty tricks, make sure that there was only two candidates. Boys and girls, I know you're gonna throw the dirty, rotten scoundrels out, but what are you getting? What do you get? It's gonna basically be the same shit.
Warning, bullshit alert.
Just a different whipped cream over the top. That's what's going on. Be a little bit different management style for the human cattle. Everybody, they still do-gooders, and they're going to want to do something that's going to cost money. Reduction, you're not going to see a reduction in anything. But on the bright side, we won't have to deal with Julie Burns anymore. Mr. Burns will go away into the night, disappear. Be a wonderful thing. And it'd be kind of cool to see what Jimmy Jones can teach Katie about Robert's rules and that kind of thing. But next Tuesday, boys and girls, we'll find out who wins. It'll either be Julie or Katie. But Vision 2030 is going to continue. Anyway, just a few thoughts. Till next time. Peace.